and welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I'm your host, Short Nerdy Guy, and as always, I'm recording this on a bus that has iPad and some Beat Studio headphones. Shit has gone down, guys, and I say this in a way of Comic-Con at home was a mess. It was a little bit of a shambles. Panels were ongoing, at least for me, and I've heard from some couple other people, there were no real schedules for these panels to go up. They just went up when they went up. A lot of exclusives, very hard to get, even harder than being at San Diego Comic-Con. But we will get to that in a couple of minutes. Hopefully you all had a good week. Be thankful you made it through another week. We are almost 6 months into this thing. And, stuff is going, stuff is stuff. Let's put it this way. Good news, stuff in California is, slightly better, minuscule better, but other than that, stuff is still kind of the same. But let's get to some news. First of all, like I said, Comic-Con at home, at least for me, there were some panels that I was trying to see and was on the internet all morning long on both days and could not for the life of me find a panel when it started. It worked out because I didn't have to wait and find out when these panels were going to start. They were already done. And I can already just go into YouTube and type in, WWE action figure panel. And it was right there. I watched the whole thing. I got all the information I need to know. And boom, done. Star Trek panel, I tried to watch and couldn't find it. And then, eventually it just went up online. It went up later on and, I had to look for it and I found it, and, they talked about Lower Decks a little bit, which I'm really excited for, and then they didn't really talk about Season 3 for Discovery, because, they were rereading, the last episode of Season 2, which it was, if you've seen Disco Season 2, the last episode was very long, and I don't know why you would want to reread that again, so I don't know. But there is a lot of Star Trek coming, and I'm very excited for it. Speaking of Disco, they have now confirmed that Disco Season 3 will be hitting October 15th on CBS All Access. So get ready, because it's going to get awesome. The Avengers had another, state of play, as you will, about new characters, the beta, talking about how many other characters you can unlock after your initial launch, what you can do in this beta that's coming out, how many people you can play as, and what missions you're going to be playing. So there's a test in the beta. There's essentially a practice round. So it's like a holodeck kind of place where you can practice on how to use the moves and take out enemies. And also, if you and your friends are in there, all three of you can, work your stuff out and learn how to be a cohesive team, and then when you go into these beta levels, you can just whoop ass. So you can customize the hell out of your character. But there's only going to be three people in this beta. I believe it was Black Widow, it was Iron Man, and Hulk. So you can use any of those people and practice with them. And then once the game actually comes out, you'll know how to use the controls and whoop ass in the game. They've also announced that Hawkeye is the first, DLC. Might as well. Hawkeye is the first DLC after launch. And then they have this thing called Avengers Initiative, where throughout the game, when you get leveled up and higher points, they start revealing, you start unlocking more heroes. So the more you dive into this game, the more it will bring in more heroes that you can learn how to use and whoop ass with. So the beta for PS4 is August 7th. So for people that own a PS4, the beta for the Avengers Assemble will be out on August 7th. People that own an Xbox and PC, August 14th. So be on the lookout for that, because it looks fucking dope. McFarlane Toys has acquired the rights to the Witcher action figures. So that means we're going to get some dope ass Witcher action figures that are going to have so much articulation and come with so many weapons. It's going to be ridiculous. You know how McFarlane loves to, you know, put as much detail and as much articulation and as much weapons as the character actually has in the toy. So, also, sad day. GameStops are starting to liquidate, meaning the stores are going to go real fast. I know in my vicinity, my area, and where my parents live, I've lost 4 GameStops already that were there 2 weeks ago, and now not. So I think I'm down to 2 GameStops, one by my place and then one by my parents' place, which is not good, especially when these new consoles are going to get launched. You know, are we going to still have enough GameStops to sell these new consoles? So, the virus is not doing very well for GameStop. So, they were doing very well at the beginning of the quarantine, because everyone would buy out the Switches and buy out the games and buy out the other systems and stuff like that. And so they, you know, but they weren't necessarily following the rules, and they didn't have proper cleaning stuff. And so, therefore, that's what made them close. And that's what's probably hurting them even more. Plus, I believe Xbox is probably going to hurt them even more, because of Game Pass is now going to have xCloud in it. And we're going to see how xCloud is doing what Stadia was supposed to do when that launched. Fourthly, Batman... The Batman trailer, plot, and the date for the trailer has been released. They say in the plot that it's not going to be an origin story. We're not getting another origin story of this Batman. We're going to get a young Bruce Wayne 2 years into being Batman. And let's see, 2 years into, 2 years being Batman and fighting crime. Now, how Penguin, Catwoman, Riddler, it's been a long day, how those three villains are going to coincide with this, you know, 2 year veteran of young Bruce Wayne, that is yet to be determined yet. So, I believe they said that production for that movie is going to start back up in September, October. So that date has been pushed from June 2021 to now, I believe, October 2021. So, fingers crossed to see if we can actually get to that date. Because I believe tomorrow is August, and New Mutants has 3 weeks to somehow... New Mutants has 3 weeks for movie theaters to somehow come together, find a way to convince people to come watch a movie, and then somehow New Mutants get released. Because I guarantee you, New Mutants is not getting released in theaters. And there are some articles saying that here is how the New Mutants can't stream on Disney Plus. Look, if you can't stream it on Disney Plus, then put it up on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon Prime Video rentals, all that stuff. I guarantee you people are going to get this, rent this movie, because it is so far past the hype train of this movie that we just want to see how bad this movie is now. So, let's go. I mean, come on. Scott Snyder, after doing Dark Knight's Death Metal, Scott Snyder is going to take a break from DC for a while. He's going to go back and work on American Vampire 1979. And I believe he said do some other indie books. So, but I believe the most of his time is going to be on American Vampire 1979. So, can't wait for that book to come out. Keanu Reeves is reportedly in advancing closer talks about playing Ghost Rider in the MCU. This is what we need. We need this to keep going. We need more talks, because can you imagine Johnny Blaze, or Keanu Reeves as Johnny Blaze? Like, the dude already has the, mysterious loner attitude. He has his own motorcycle company. He's been riding motorcycles for a while. I don't see why this is not a perfect fit for a Johnny Blaze in the MCU. Need this movie. This is the movie we need. Guys, if you are like me, and you in your your late teens, early 20s, you grew up with a channel called G4, which, for the most part, had had two shows that were very important: Attack of the Show and X-Play. They tried to put more shows on there as time went by, but, you know, it was on its way out by then. Now, if you remember G4, it's been all over the internet by now. Also, hashtag Austin Creed for G4. G4 is coming back. It's coming back in 2021. They did a Reddit AMA. I tried to get on the AMA, and there was a lot of questions about, is Attack of the Show coming back? Is X-Play coming back? Are we doing YouTube? Are we doing our own streaming service? Is it going to have streaming service and YouTube elements? Are we getting brand new shows? Are you bringing the old guard back, like Kevin Ferreira, Olivia Munn, Morgan Webb, Adam Sessler? Blair Herder apparently is one of the guys that's getting this off the ground and come back to life. So if Morgan Webb and Adam Sessler are not a part of X-Play, I guarantee you Blair Herder will be. There's a lot of questions. My hope is that they do bring back Attack of the Show. They do bring back X-Play. Because, we're about to embark on a new age of video games and video game systems with the Series X and PS5. There's, you know, X Cloud's coming. Don't know what PS5's going to do, but it's going to be something awesome. So to have XPlay helping us out and giving honest, clear reviews about all the games and how the systems work and everything would be the coolest thing in the world. And also to have Attack of the Show tell us where to get some dope-ass nerdy sneakers, or what's the best, Japanese kung fu movie, stuff like that. I would love to see that happen again. And, you know, I would also like to see Austin Creed, Xavier Woods, who's a part of the New Day in WWE, to be a host in G4. I don't know why you would not get him on one of them shows. Umbrella Academy came out last night, season 2. I finished season 1. I'm about to start season 2. They say, a lot of reviews so far are saying that season 2 holds up to the hype of season 1. So that's pretty high praise. That's for a second season of a show that came out sometime last year in the middle of, like, spring, summer, is somehow in the same hype level as first season. That's gotta be a lot to live up to. So I'll probably let you guys know about it the following week. So and then lastly, Splinter Cell is going to have an animated TV show on Netflix written by the people that had written for John Wick. So you know there's going to be dope-ass action, dope-ass fighting, dope-ass gunplay. It's going to be great. So, guys, that's going to be it for today. Oh, also, I just want to say, if you need something to smile at and laugh at and have your jaw hurting from so much smiling and laughing, go on YouTube, look up Achievement Hunter, King Jack, and you will not stop smiling and laughing for the duration of the video. There's two of them too, and I tell you this much: the second video, there's some water started, in my eyes. So water started building in my eyes, because the happiness and the fun that those people were having in Minecraft's Disney World setting, it was great. I stumbled upon it this morning. It made my morning. It's so good. It's so nice and so fun and funny, and just couldn't stop smiling. So go check that out. All right. So that will be it. I thank you for listening. I hope you guys have a good weekend. Remember to wash your hands, wear a mask, and love each other, and have a great weekend.